Senator, another $1 million going to the western basin of Lake Erie to support farmers' efforts in helping with water quality.
Yeah, good news. Clearly, farmers are stepping forward, want to be part of the solution to the issue of phosphorus and nitrogen runoff. They want to be part of the solution of making sure this never happens again, that 500,000 people lose their water. Just since the last announcement, lots and lots of farmers have come forward, some 450 farmers wanting to plant some 86,000 acres of plant cover, of crop cover have come forward. And so we were able, through working with the Department of Agriculture, with the Secretary of the USDA, to get some more money for Ohio. I hope we can continue this, because this will make a difference in water quality throughout the Maumee River Basin, all the way into western basin of Lake Erie.
Senator, is there a message to the non-agricultural portion of the state?
I think the message for everybody, for farmers, for people that put pesticides and fertilizer on golf courses, to what people do with their lawns, to investing in the infrastructure that we need in water treatment, to the issues of climate change. All of that contributed to this. There's no question that rains are more torrential, that there are more phosphate and nitrogen runoff. There's more commercial activity where the groundwater isn't soaked up in the because they're paved parking lots, all of those things. And frankly, we've underinvested in infrastructure and highways and bridges and water and sewer systems and in water treatment plants. So I hope we all nationally learn a lesson from Toledo in the Maumee River Basin, and I hope that we can continue with this farm bill, with our conservation programs, to encourage more farmers throughout this 4 million acres, these hundreds and hundreds, well, thousands of farms in northwest Ohio, as many as possible to participate.
Senator, you've talked about this being only one prong of the strategy.
Yeah, we've worked with, through the Farm Bill, including doing sort of town halls and workshops for farmers on not just teaching them more about what's in the Farm Bill with the commodities title, but also what it means for conservation. Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio are going through a process to partner for an RCPP application for a wider, kind of deeper approach to this issue. We know that the western basin of Lake Erie is the shallowest part of the Great Lakes. Anywhere, as little as 30 feet, sometimes even 25 feet deep. So problems are much more likely to happen there, from climate change, from runoff, from not treating the water as well as we should in terms of water treatment facilities. So we're asking USDA to really use Toledo and experiment and make sure this works in a way for Northwest Ohio, but also for conservation all over the country.
Have you gotten any indication when an announcement might be coming?
I spoke with the Secretary of Agriculture a couple of weeks ago. We passed the first round, sort of the first hurdle. I'm very optimistic after talking to him. No promises, no commitments, no timetable that I know yet, but I would imagine fairly quickly. In September, I'm going to be reintroducing the Clean Water Affordability Act, something I'd worked with Senator Voinovich some years ago, to help those outdated and overtaxed combined sewer systems, so-called CSOs, combined sewage overflow. Because we don't do this. We haven't invested in our local small towns and our big cities either, for that matter, in what we need to do to treat sewage and to treat whether it's raw sewage from homes and commercial establishments or manufacturing waste, or what it means with water runoff from farms. We've got to do this better than we're doing it as a society.
Senator, when you look at the combination of what's taking place in the state of Ohio itself and what's been happening at the federal level, Are we moving things forward as we should?
I think we're moving forward. I think we need to be more aggressive than we've been. I think this farm bill was a big step in the right direction. I think that what happened in Toledo, where for 3 days 500,000 people couldn't drink the water, sounded an alarm, of course. And it also is people are better educated now about sort of the perfect storm, if you will, in the western basin of Lake Erie, how shallow it is, that the Maumee River is the largest tributary into Lake Erie, that there are 4 million acres drain into the Maumee River Basin. So we know there are a lot of things happening there, and I think we've moved ahead with the Farm Bill, but I think we've got a lot more to do. And I think people are going to step up in the way they need to.